Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Stephen Haley, CEO, president, and chairman of Celsius Holdings. And the company trades on the bulletin board, and the ticker symbol is CSUH. Thanks for joining us today, Stephen.
Thank you, Juan. Thanks for having us.
Anytime. Now, start off by talking about your main product, Celsius, and now becoming the official Cali Burning drink of the Florida Panthers down there in Florida.
Okay. Well, the Celsius is both the name of the company and our major brand, Celsius, is the first calorie burning beverage. We launched the company about 4 years ago. Celsius comes in formats that you're used to, like a soft drink. We've got 5 soft drink flavors, 2 tea flavors. So it's if you enjoy, say, a ginger ale, ginger ale now, you can drink Celsius and not only have low calories but burn calories. We have clinical studies to back that up, 4 of them, in fact, to help prove that Celsius really does raise your metabolism over a 3-hour period, and giving you more energy and focus and alertness during that period, and while your metabolism is raised, you're burning calories. So we've been building the company for 4.5 years and growing our distribution both here in this country and in the internationally. And this you mentioned the Panthers in the Bank Atlantic Center. That's the part of only one really small component of a large marketing initiative that we're launching this month, and there'll be several other press releases going out over the next couple months of other pieces of the marketing puzzle.
Sure. So, yeah, talk about some of the other distribution deals. The company now is available at Wegmans as well as Fred Meyer.
There's several retailers that are bringing Celsius to their shelves now. I listed a large list on our quarterly conference call just a couple of weeks ago, and the list is already growing since then. Wegmans is the most recent press release that we've done, which is a great chain up in New York. Really, really raised the bar in the whole consumer customer experience in the stores. So we're excited to be with Wegmans. We've also added, as you mentioned, Fred Meyer's on the West Coast, and a big one for us was 7-Eleven, which is a national convenience chain that we're going into now. Some of them we started late last month or early last month, and it's rolling out across the country now. So we're really getting a lot of traction in both convenience as well as the grocery stores, some regional and some national.
Great. Now, talk about some of the trends in the market right now, Stephen, and how well the company is positioned to capitalize on some of the trends.
Well, the trends in the market, let me address it maybe by their – when you say trends, it's several markets. First, I think the biggest trend is
clarify. Yeah, the drinks market and
the drinks market is a subcomponent of just I think the human nature in general, and people are becoming more aware of what they put in and on their body affects how they look and feel. So the move towards healthier products, and healthier could be defined as more good stuff in the product or less bad stuff, that is a major, major global trend. And we certainly follow that. We're right on trend in that Celsius doesn't have chemical preservatives in it. It doesn't have some of the negative components you might find in other sugary-type drinks, whether they're soft drinks or energy drinks. It also has a lot of good stuff in it for you, the vitamins, B vitamins, vitamin C, ginger, and green tea that all combined in our formula, which we call MetaPlus, helps burn calories. So we're on trend to help people with their weight management goals. Whether it's support you to want to get to the gym or help you in the gym or just help you burn calories instead of take on more calories, we're on trend there, helping to fight whether it's the obesity epidemic or even helping with diabetes for people that can process sugar. We're on those trends. The movement is picking up steam as more and more beverages move into the world of what's called functional beverages, beverages that provide a function, in our case, the function being burning calories. So it's a growing segment of the market. Beverages is a growing market, and we're right on trend with this kind of more healthier for you movement.
Great, and maybe this is a tough question to gauge, but how many competitors would you say that the company has right now? And I guess it's kind of a niche market. And how well positioned, or what makes you unique from other players in your sector?
Now, the competitors, when you look at share of stomach, any beverage is a competitor. But when you then narrow it down to functional beverages, there are many. There's subsections like energy drinks is a sector. As far as calorie burning being the segment inside of functional beverages, there aren't many. We created the category. We're credited in the whole supply chain of creating this category. Most of the players that are out there are just coming into the market in the last year or so with their calorie burner. Coke had entered in the market a little while ago and ran into a little bit of problems with their labeling, so they're not as big a player in the market right now, but we suspect that any major beverage company, as this category of calorie burners grows, they're going to want to play in the category, just as they did in energy drinks back in 2004 or 5 time frame.
Sure. So what would you say differentiates your company from some of the other players? Would it be the number of flavors? Would it be the quality of the product?
Certainly we're proud of the flavors and the quality, but the number one thing that differentiates our company versus, I believe, all of them that are coming into this new category is the clinical studies. We did not launch Celsius till we had our first study done. We've now completed, and 4 are out there, been presented and published, doing various things, whether that's the length of the study, the size of the study. The most recent study was done when drinking Celsius versus a placebo before exercising, and the benefits there. So these other companies that are coming in to this calorie-burning market generally have an ingredient in their product, and that ingredient may have been shown in some study to do something. None have done an actual study on their product, and we have 4 of them and a 5th underway. So the science, we talk about Celsius, our company is founded on healthier refreshment through science and innovation. We want to be a leader in the innovation side, which is the product itself and the flavors and things like that, but really back it with strong science. And I'd say that's our real competitive edge there.
Great answer. And perhaps you can walk us through your background and experience, Stephen, as well as some of the that of the key management team at Celsius.
Okay. Well, we have a very strong management team here, very proud of it, as proud of that as I am the drink itself. My background is really 17 years, almost 18, in technology, primarily helping companies that were manufacturers and distributors with their strategy of what they would do to navigate in their markets as they would mature, and how do you become a leader in a category. And that's really what drove me to start this company, is can we create a new category in a very large market, beverages, and ride the waves of these trends that we mentioned earlier. So technology background, very operationally driven, marketing driven from the inside of a company, and how do you navigate strategically. Probably the main thing I bring to the company here is the ability to bring together the team that we have. We're both a beverage as well as a product making a claim like a supplement, so you need good people on both sides. And we've got a very strong head of our field operations with over 42 years, I think 43 now years in the beverage business. He owned his own bottling company and own beverage distribution company, and brings a wealth of knowledge of how to operate in the beverage world. Our head of innovation, Irina Lorenzi, many years in the retail environment, and more specifically in the nutrition world. She was with, I think, 8 years, 10 years maybe with GNC, ran some major brands for them, and brings a wealth of knowledge on how to operate in the world in regards to making claims, the FDA environment, the FTC environment. We've added a great head of sales, Kelly Michaels, who is was president of Metrics. He was a senior executive at Rexall Sundown. And he's built a great team to help us. If you look at all of the wins that we have of retailers coming on board at such a fast clip now, it's really a testament to Kelly and his team that he's building to help us get onto those shelves. From the CFO down, though, a good mixture of individuals that have worked for both small companies as well as large companies, both private and public. And I think that's a good mix of this team that we have, and really seriously a strong team as opposed to just one guy experienced in one area.
Sure. And so what specific goals and milestones does the management team hope to accomplish for the company over the course of the next year to year and a half?
Right now we're really moving into our growth phase. We've spent a long time building a foundation. Elements of that foundation are, like I mentioned, the studies, really making sure we have our science and proof behind us, building our distribution, our infrastructure internally, as well as our internal processes and systems. We're now ready to grow, and that's our number one goal. It's more shelves. It's more pull from the shelves. We're launching a major marketing campaign over the next, launching it now. You mentioned the Bank Atlantic Center. That's part of it. So the milestones are substantial in regards to revenue growth, and then early next year, moving more into the black and more profit-driven. Right now, it's top-line growth for the rest of this year, maybe the next quarter into that next year, and then getting to profitability. Growth is the number one milestone now.
Great. And so in terms of that growth, will you look to grow organically? Would you consider some M&A activities? And if so, what are some of the synergies that you look for in companies?
M&A might be in our future, but right now we're so focused on building this category, calorie-burning drinks, this brand Celsius and this company Celsius Inc., that don't want to see us get defocused with any acquisition, at least in this growth spurt we're going through right over the next, say, 3 to 4 quarters. So it's organic growth.
Great. And so in terms of investors, Stephen, do you think that investors understand the general direction of the company?
Well, we do a lot or all we can to communicate with our investors. We want to treat our investors like we want to be treated. So I host calls like this and quarterly conference calls, of course, to communicate with investors. I think we're attracted to investors that are looking for large appreciation, which we would hope we can deliver over time. And those investors are ones that like to invest in something they understand. And if you understand a good tasting drink that burns calories, do you think that would be successful? It's not that complex. We have a complex formula, but it's not that complex of a messaging and a vision of the company. That investors that are comfortable with that are attracted to us. And we've got a good, large base of investors. They participate with us on the different calls, and we're excited about growing the business with them and for them.
Great. And once again, joining us today is Stephen Haley, CEO, President, and Chairman of Celsius Holdings. And the company trades on the bulletin board. The ticker symbol is CSUH, and is currently Celsius Holdings is currently trading at 57 cents a share. And before we conclude, Stephen, what are some of the key reasons why Celsius represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
The biggest, I believe, is if you understand or feel good about this value proposition we offer, it's the growth that we're expecting and hoping for. As we have a good, strong foundation in place now, and we have to put that in use and grow the company. So it's a, it's an appreciation play.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's progress, as well as to report on your continued growth. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Juan.